You know, sometimes we need a pause from the news to rest and reflect. And our moments this year with jazz artist Christian McBride have offered just that. He's the host of NPR's Jazz Night in America. And while we've talked about jazz legends, up-and-comers, and great stages, we've never talked about him. A few weeks ago, Christian McBride and I met face-to-face before a live studio audience here in Washington.
I'm very glad to actually look at you
while
we speak.
Yeah, you're very charming.
McBride brought his bass. He calls her Rayletta, an ode to his mentor, Ray Brown. Brown came up with bebop greats in the 1940s, like Charlie Parker, and he went on to be one of the most influential jazz bassists of all time.
Anytime my hands touch a bass, I think of Ray Brown. Ray Brown was one of the very few bass players where drums seemed superfluous because his beat was so strong. You got this feeling of a piston drive, boom, 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 boom. You know, like every single note was full throttle. There's a great record that he made with late great vibraphonist Milt Jackson. They're playing the song Tenderly. I don't think Ray was paying close attention to the actual title of the song. And so Milt Jackson's playing this gorgeous introduction. Da 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 da, da 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 da, bo bo bo. And then Ray comes in. It's just like, good Lord. It's like...
Let's come back to this, though. I mean, you've told us that you essentially are a funk bassist.
Yes.
Kind of masquerading.
I backed my way into jazz.
What were you playing before, and how did you, in fact, back your way into jazz?
My father is a bassist as well. A whole family of bassists. My father, Lee Smith, and my great-uncle, Howard Cooper. And I don't know why. I saw my dad play a bunch when I was a kid, but there was this one particular show I saw. It hit me. I all of a sudden decided I wanted to play the bass. And my mother bought me my first electric bass for Christmas. I was 9 years old. The first song I ever learned how to play was... So
I'm picturing you at 9 years old doing this.
Yeah. So yeah, Papa Was a Rolling Stone was the first song I ever learned how to play. And I just remember thinking, okay, I think I can do this. And so I was so excited. I asked my dad, I said, show me something else. Show me something else. See if you know the bass line to the second song I ever learned how to play. 1981. That'll give you a clue. Hall & Oates. I can't go for that.
Did anybody else get that? What? All right, there's some people with their hands up.
I fell in love with the music. Then I fell in love with James Brown. I mean, I was already in love with James Brown, but then I went deep as far as anyone could go inside of that music. So then my mother... Because my parents weren't together at this point. My mother saw that, and she decided that it would be best for me to go to a music school and get some formal training. And that's when I went to George Wharton Pepper Middle School in Southwest Philadelphia. And then once I started taking lessons on the acoustic bass, that's when my great uncle came into the picture. He's the real jazz man of the family. He sat me down in his favorite chair and... gave me a crash course in the history of jazz bass in 7 or 8 hours. That's all I needed. I fell in love with jazz instantly because he was such a descriptive teacher. You know, he's your classic caricature of a jazz musician. You know, he always had his tam and the horn rim glasses and the goatee and the Pall Mall cigarette, shoulder bag, walks with a very hip lean, everybody's cat and baby. He uses words like exuberant and dig, and he's a hip guy. And he was sitting in his chair way, way down, like till his back was almost on the chair. And we would listen to Charles Mingus' record. He would have a cigarette lit, and he would like sit there with his knees wiggling, like, "Woo, ain't this mean?" You know. He said, "You dig what Mingus is putting down, baby?" You
know. He's saying this to a preteen at this point. Right.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
I'm gonna picture the scene here.
So I just was staring at my uncle laughing. You know, like, well, if jazz makes him that cool, then I want to be as cool as him.
What should we be listening for? I mean, for those of us who maybe are new to jazz or sort of aren't always sure how to get into the music, when we're listening to an instrument like this, what are we listening for?
You're actually not listening for anything. You're supposed to feel it. You feel it right here. I always like making sports analogies with regards to the bass. In football, if you're a part of the offensive line, most of the time, people don't recognize you unless you're not doing your job. The offensive linemen don't really get the ball. They don't score touchdowns. They don't get the spotlight. But they are the most important part of the offense. They have to open the holes for the running backs. They have to protect the quarterback. That's exactly what a bass player does in the band. We're protecting the harmony. You know, we're making holes for the soloist out front. You know how much of a student I am of James Brown's music. If you listen to his song, the original version of Ain't It Funky Now, you know what the bass line is? The bass player plays this for 9.5 minutes without break. Now, I know that sounds boring, but when you add the two guitars, you add the drums, you add the horns, you get this puzzle of this amazing funk machine. But that funk machine breaks down if that bass player decides, oh, I think I'll put a little something extra in there. You know, I mean, it might work, but you know, that's not what the script calls for. So for whatever flash a bass player has, you have to know that things like that, that's your primary job.
Christian McBride, thank you so much for sitting down and talking with me.
It's my pleasure.
Christian McBride, he's a regular guest on our program and host of NPR's Jazz Night in America, produced by NPR, member station WBGO, and Jazz at Lincoln Center.